In France, voters are facing a stark left or right choice in the presidential election, which is coming up on May 6th. Conservative candidate Nicolas Sarkozy and socialist Ségolène Royal were the only survivors of last weekend's first round of voting. Now the two are fighting over the 7 million votes of the man who came in third. That would be the centrist candidate François Bayrou. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Since the first round of the presidential poll Sunday, all of France has been waiting to hear from François Bayrou. Bayrou's campaign was the first time that a centrist party had made such a successful showing in a country starkly divided between left and right. Now Bayrou's 7 million voters could be crucial in deciding who will be the next president of France. Today, Bayrou gave his advice in a highly anticipated nationally televised press conference.
Nicolas Sarkozy, je le crois, va aggraver les problèmes de la démocratie.
Nicolas Sarkozy will aggravate the social fracture of this country. Ségolène Royal will worsen our economy, and both will make our deficit worse. What we are in for is more disappointment and paralysis. Given the situation, I will give no sign to my voters on how to vote. They are free to make their own decision.
Bayrou's announcement could not have been more direct. He said he was forming a new party, the Democratic Party, that would give French voters a real alternative to what he called left-right gridlock. Socialist Ségolène Royal received 26% in the first round, compared to conservative Nicolas Sarkozy's 31%, which was the largest vote ever received by a candidate in the first round. Both candidates have been vigorously courting Bayrou's voters, but they are especially crucial to Ségolène Royal, says pollster Bruno Jambard.
It seems that she needs to catch 60-70% of the voters of Bayrou if she wants to win. And it's very difficult because many of them come from the right, are traditional right voters. So that's the first difficulty. And the second problem for her is the fact that many people who come from the left and vote for François Bayrou did it because they don't like Ségolène Royal.
Jambard says Royal will benefit from the anyone but Sarkozy vote to a certain extent, but she cannot rely only on that. She now has 12 days to prove she has a viable program and that she would make a good president.
En se rendant massivement aux urnes, en me plaçant en tête de ce premier.
After the election results were announced on Sunday, Bayrou supporters booed when Sarkozy spoke on national television. But many said they were confused about who they would support in the second round. 27-year-old Vincent Pignon said he would not so much vote for Royal as against Sarkozy.
I think he wants power more than everything first. And the way he's linked with police and policing everything, I think it's kind of a sense of authority. That's a bit scary for me.
Bayrou's speech today will certainly not make the choice any easier for his supporters. 5 polling organizations are already predicting that Sarkozy will beat Royal and become president of France. But it's going to be close. The latest polls show only 2 points separating the candidates. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.